Sensors detected enhanced vital signs in Zeke Delfour. Increased heart rate and respiratory rates. Blood oxygenation returning to acceptable levels. Activating wake up quicker mode.
Holy crap!
Successful reanimation.
What the heck happened? Oh, wait.
Oh.
Now.
You realize that you have no memory of what happened just before we blacked out? Me too. Me as well. I also realized this. I am remembering the not remembering what happened and what we learned just before we both passed out.
Yeah, right. And because we, neither one of us, remember what happened, we should carry on exactly as before, completely skipping over the part that neither of us remembers.
Yeah, and acting like the thing we mutually don't remember never happened. Yes, we should do that. Yes. Yes, everything goes back to normal.
And our established dynamic of podcast host and unwilling sound engineer slash captive vampire continues unabated.
Unabated.
Both sides suffering from amnesia, activating Remember When protocol.
Wait. It's all coming back to me now. Yes, I remember. Now I remember.
Powering down, Remember When protocol.
Now I remember it, but that doesn't mean I believe it.
Well, I mean, there's a slim chance it could be true. Like one in a million. Infinitesimal. I mean, we're talking less likely than
look, it's all nonsense, because clearly like Jenny was abandoned likely. In a sound booth tesseract for good reason. She's obviously malfunctioning, or she's a liar, or probably both.
Meyer.
Like there are things that are likely, and things that are unlikely. We're not even talking about either of those. We're talking about things that are less. Now,
look. I got B's in health class, and there's no way I'm the son of a vampire, a Sasquatch, and a modified human.
And a pony.
Incalculable odds. I mean, incalculable. Even if you carry the one.
Now, I'm not disputing that part, Jenny. That's just normal human evolution coursing through my equine veins.
Like if there was a lottery for... Okay, let's say you had already won the Powerball, and then there was a lottery only for people who had already won.
Roughly the same as the odds of me being wrong.
The odds of winning again would be so impossibly small. I mean, these odds are even low. Oh, wait, I got it. It's less likely than Zeke coming up with a good slogan.
Ha, well, my slogan right now is why did we both go face down into a pile of mall rattlesnakes when we heard the news? Both of us did it. Think about it. Me and then you. And then I think I was out, so I don't know. But I think deep down you know that it's true.
Okay. So, this was a long time ago. How old are you?
I'm 40.
Oh, it was a long time before that. Or a long time after that. Well, one of the two. But it was definitely not right around 40. But it's true. I once had a threesome with a lady Sasquatch and a gender-fluid member of a Village People tribute band, whom I suspect was a super soldier.
Wait. When did the Village People have a super soldier member?
Right at the end, after the leather daddy left to work construction, and the construction worker got promoted to policeman, so they got a super soldier.
Oh, was this before or after the Indian retired on a pile of anti-littering cash?
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Yeah, I suppose you should start from the beginning.
Zeke, this really seems like the sort of thing I'd be better off remembering in a longer episode.
Yeah, it does, but you know what? Let's just get it over with.
Well, it was the 70s, and you know what they say about the 70s.
Thank you for listening to Squatch Measures, mini episode 2. Stay tuned for part 2 of this mini episode, which is released bi-weekly, so in a couple of Hell, for crap's sake. Gooby, do you understand this?
Well, sure, Zeke. Hello, friends. I'm Goobert Delano Bocephus Borowitz Pathwecker. And much like your fine purveyors of food, drinks, entertainment, Duncan Booth spectacle, complete overhaul of homeowners insurance coverage, and feral rodent fight promoters at Gooby's Heat Is On Skedaddle Cafe, formerly Chateau Gooby, formerly Shea Gooby, the folks at Squatch Smashers like to keep things simple. That's why Zeke and the vampire, the jazz man, homicidal robot, the necromancer, ghost of Elvis, and their gay janitor release episodes on a regular schedule. The simplest of regular schedules. Bi-weekly. Of course, these are the summer mini-episodes. The regular episodes used to happen and will happen again weekly once the new season starts. Sometime in the fall. Probably 8 days or so. Either before or after the start of fall. A nice round day. Simple. Till then, every 2 weeks a new mini-episode will be released. Unless superseded by the re-recording of an earlier episode to correct some technical issues, then that episode serves as a placeholder for a mini-episode, and a new bi-weekly cycle begins, so maybe 4 weeks between the release of new mini-episodes. Much like the moon circles the Earth, the cycle of episodes and mini-episodes will continue in phases. In this particular case, this mini-episode is in three parts, which, of course, has its own set of calibrations and recalibrations. See, Squatch Smashers employs a simple base 7 system on account of separate tragic shop accidents with several firecracker-related incidents, giving each of the fine creators of the show only 7 countable digits with which to work. The simple part of the whole system is that it just takes a conversion from base 10 down to base 7, which can be accomplished by a simple algebraic expansion or TI programmable calculator script. In essence, the key is to ditch your thumbs and choose a pinky, as they often say during production meetings. Start from there and you'll be exactly halfway on your journey to finding out when the next mini-episode will air. It's 3.5/7 to those of you following along at home, or to put it in simpler terms, 2 rings, a middle, and 0.5 pointy. Now, Zeke, there's no need to insult the listener's intelligence any further with unnecessary explanations. They know when it'll be on now that we've made it painfully clear.
Painfully clear indeed. Thank you for listening to mini-episode 2, the first of a 3-part mini-episode arc of mini-episodes. That's a lot of mini-episodes. This episode was written by Matt McDonald and George P. Kaliotis and Darren Essler. Zeke Delfor was played by Darren Essler. Vlad and Gooby were played by George P. Kaliotis. Jenny Model 867-5309 was played by Mary Ellen Clark. Bios and contact info are available on our website, squatchmeshers.com. We are members of the IABD network. Please go to iabdpresents.com and see the lineup of written works, YouTube shows, and podcasts available from the talented people there. Now everyone, go have a beverage, and we'll be back with part 2 of this mini-episode arc in... Well, you heard Gooby. At that time. The time he indicated. So, see you then!